Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the final segment, number 5 of Program 13, which happens to be the last program in this intended block to discuss the importance of the 8 great doctrines of creation, as well as the 3 essential understandings. Those are behind us, and they're going to be recapped in a future transition program. But if you didn't get those, then you're not going to understand too much of what goes on in the future. But we have addressed that. I'm going to actually repeat these programs. That's the intention in October, November, December. And we're hoping that we can galvanize a repeat audience and a larger audience so that we have a large number of folks out there who have asked, what are the 8 basic doctrines and what are the 3 great understandings, necessary understandings? They could generally repeat it. Because if you don't understand them, if they don't make sense to you, then I have wasted a whole bunch of time and a lot of money in doing this program. But if you do get it, then today's program particularly should make some sense to you. Now, I promised in the last segment that I would tell you 2 questions that you can ask that you can determine your enemies from your friends, because that's a lesson of war, folks, and we are at war. We are at war in our culture, and we are in a spiritual war with Satan himself. And if you don't understand those 8 basic doctrines and the 3 essential orientations, then you're going to be confused as this world gets darker and darker, as I assure you it will, regardless of who leads us in the immediate future. What are the 2 questions that you can ask to immediately do the polarization that Donald Trump has done so successfully? Dividing those who understand how things are supposed to be and those who, like Isaiah 5:20, have inverted things. Woe to those who say good is evil and evil is good, like the Democrats and the rhinos have in an attempt to literally destroy this culture. What are the 2 questions you can ask? Here they are. First, who are the Jews and what is their significance? Anyone who has read the Word of God, who has the Spirit of God in them, understands that the Jews are God's chosen people, racially and spiritually, period. And the Bible is clear. Those who bless the Jews will be blessed. There are less than 20 million Jews in the world compared to a population of 8 to 9 billion, but they have been responsible for many, if not most, of all the great inventions that we have. They've had a hand in some of it, and some inventions have turned out to be used by man for not very good things, like nuclear power and stuff like that. However, whoever answers the question correctly, who are the Jews? God's chosen people, selected to be a model for all of humanity throughout the world, how God interacts with creation. And from the Jews came the blessed law that will be perfectly fulfilled in the millennium. You know, the Jews lived in a theocracy, and so it was altogether fitting and proper that the laws that were given in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, etc., should be followed, but they weren't, and they weren't followed perfectly. But in the millennial reign, when the line of Judah reigns, brother, yes, it's going to be the way it was supposed to be, the way it was intended. The age of grace was just for the Gentile church, and that's closing out now. That's going away. The church is going to be raptured. But as creation closes out, God is going to show us how important the law was, and the Jews are going to play a huge role. And here is the second question that you ask to determine friend or foe. What is too high a price to pay for the riches of Christ? That's a tough question. What is too high a price? It evolves that question of thankfulness or envy. And at this point, I suggest, I implore, I beg you to get the book, The White Nile, The Blue Nile, both by Dr. Alan Moorhead, written in the 50s. And the book written 500 years ago, John Fox's Book of Martyrs. Read those. Read those. I beg you, read those. And you will understand why that question is so important. What is too high a price to pay for the riches of Christ? The first is aimed, the question of the Jews is aimed at both black and white. The second question is aimed at predominantly the black culture. What is too high a price? Slavery was a terrible thing. But if you understand the pageant of creation and the culture of Christ, as you should, you'll understand that there is no price too high to pay to be a member of God's kingdom. And when you read those books I told you, you'll discover the history of what our black brothers and sisters were brought out of, to participate in the greatest nation on the face of the earth, Gentile nation, after Solomon's Israel. What do you say about the Jews? And what is too high a price to pay for the riches of Christ? Ask those two questions, and the answer you get will either be a thankful answer, the Jews are God's chosen people, and there is no price too high, or one rooted in envy, which is the 10th commandment, thou shalt not envy. And every culture has failed because of envy. What is too price of pay to be a part of the American pageant of creation and enjoy a standard living, even if you're poor, that's above that of the rest of the world? Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes program 13 of The Bigger Picture. God bless you.